Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center for Inclusive Childcare, and I'm here once again with Priscilla Weigel, an Inclusion Consultant with the Center. Welcome, Priscilla.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very excited that we're doing a continuation of our previous podcast on finding the joy in children. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk really today about sort of finding that joy again in the profession. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that people maybe do some reflection on what they're doing and why they're doing it and how it's impacting the people around them, especially the children that they're working with. Mm-hmm. And in your role as a consultant, you surely see this often in the programs you go into, mm-hmm. into many different degrees, how people seem to be feeling about even the job that they're there doing.
Yes, definitely. And how we feel inside affects the climate of the classroom. There, you know, it really, if we feel fearful and unsure, children feel fearful and unsure. If we exude anxiety or frustration, the climate changes. And when you walk in as an observer, you can sense it right away, just the feel of the room. And so when I go out, I try to really make a point of commenting on that. If I walk into a classroom and it feels good, that's the first thing I say to the teacher. Wow, it feels great in here. The kids are playing, it's calm, you're setting the tone, so that I help that teacher just remember that she's setting the tone. Because I think, I remember being in the classroom, and when it's busy, and you feel overwhelmed sometimes, you feel frustrated, you feel like, oh my goodness, I have to be three steps ahead. And so it's really easy to get caught up in that anxious mode, or that mm-hmm. I've got to accomplish A, B, and C, because somebody is expecting that, whether it's parents, whether it's a director, whether it's a co-teacher, who knows? But they're that, and so then that changes the climate of the classroom, and it causes the children to feel like there's a limit to their options.
Right.
I think we're kind of setting them up to feel like I've got to make hay while the sun shines, because
right.
boy, they're going to put these blocks away.
And do you find also sometimes that even an individual child can sort of derail mm-hmm. A staff person or a provider so that they kind of lose focus,
right.
like the overall goal,
yeah.
and they just almost seem to perseverate on whatever is going on with that child, and you can see that they become maybe more and more unhappy or anxious, or there's almost this, you can talk to someone and they've got this, wow, angry sort of attitude in general.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because their focus is, they're so hyper-focused on the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
what do you do, you know, in a situation like that, or what have you seen?
I think that, you know, when a child is challenging daily and oftentimes, I'll say this to teachers, they're the children that never are absent. I mean, they're there every day, the mm-hmm. longest. It happens that way. They're intense. And that zaps a lot of your energy as an adult. Regardless of whether or not you're the teacher or whatever, it just kind of takes a lot out of you because you're anticipating there's going to be a problem. And instead, framing it differently for yourself. Walking in the morning or whenever you arrive, maybe you're a late day person and you do the end of the day, whatever, saying, what is it that really makes me smile about that little person?
Mm-hmm.
What about them yesterday made me chuckle? Or what are they doing really well right now that's exciting that I need to talk to them about that and help them feel good about it? So it just changes the focus from what bad thing is going to happen to what do I like about this little guy or this little girl?
Mm-hmm.
What's fun?
Mm-hmm.
And then taking that to the next step too, you know, we were talking about just what's fun about what I do? Why? What were some of my favorite things that I've done with the children in my group? stepping back, and it can be when you're at home in the evening, on your way, when you're driving, thinking about it. You know, what were some of my favorite activities last week that really made me just step back and go, they are so smart. Or look at these little guys. They figured it out. Or, wow, I really planned that well. I had that all ready before they even walked over to the table. That worked great. So just that reflection time to say to yourself, what are you doing that's really working? Because sometimes I think we get so caught up in what's not working and how to change that, that it just makes everything so negative.
That's such a good segue when you are talking about reflection to thinking about supports that might be in place for educators and providers, because it makes me think about a time for reflection, not just about what you can find that's positive in your overall atmosphere and in each child, but also what might be coming from your own background that is influencing how you might be seeing a child or your particular classroom this year.
Right.
And we know that lots of times teachers don't have that time or experience to even know how to connect those dots.
Right.
And we know, we see it.
Right.
I know that you see it in your work where something will come out and somebody will talk about an experience at home perhaps, or something that happened in another program that is talking about it. Wow, it becomes crystal clear that that's the lens they're seeing this child through.
Sure, sure.
But maybe they haven't made that connection.
Right. And the supports that are in place, I mean, I think one thing that helps us feel good about what we do is to feed ourselves.
Good.
And you look at, what am I doing as a teacher to learn more about the kids that I'm caring for? So let's say you're really about relationships and about building relationships with children. So you think, I would love to read some more about social-emotional development. I would like to know that process a little bit more so that I can really facilitate that. Or maybe you're a real science person and you say, I need to really pep up my science because I love nature. I love, you know, when we were talking about the center that had the lettuce and the insects and they were eating, I love that. I'm going to really, this is going to be my goal for the next 2 months. I'm going to really research that. When we feed ourselves, it gives us more to go on.
Right.
If we're just constantly doing the same stuff over and over and over again, the same things that don't work, it's no fun.
Exactly.
It becomes a chore instead of a joy.
Right. I think other supports, too, can be, for instance, the Center for Inclusive Child Care in Minnesota has on-site consultation, which can help in many ways to help teachers sort of get back on track or be able to see things through the eyes of another person that's coming in with a whole different perspective. Now, in other states, for people who might be listening, there may be different supports they can access through maybe their child care resource and referral system or their local mental health system. There, many states now have mental health consultants who are helping with child care programs. So those are important resources to know about. They can certainly be a huge asset to programming. Another thing I'm thinking about is this whole notion, and we should do maybe a podcast on this later as well, this whole notion of reflective practice and how that helps people begin to look at what they're doing and be able to talk about it in a non-threatening environment where they really can be honest but also be able to problem solve maybe some of the things that are going on in their programs.
I think the healthiest programs that I see are ones that do that on a regular basis. Make time to come together as staff, come together as providers, and you know, if it's a family child care support network, there are a lot of ways out there to do that where you can sit down with someone else that's in the trenches just like you, and you can share about what's going on, and you can open it up and say, you know, am I on the right track? What do you think? Has this ever happened to you in your program? Or what do you use when this is what's going on? And that support, we all need that as human beings, that sense of belonging to something bigger than just us.
Right.
That there's other people going through it. That's huge. And I think if there are directors out there listening, taking time to give your staff that piece of time, whether it's, you know, realistically, I know you can't do it every day. But even if you just say, we're going to have one night a month where we all just come together and we're going to get separated into our age groups and hang out with the people that work with the 4 and 5 year olds at our center, and you guys are all going to be with the infant staff or whatever. We're going to have a discussion topic, and we're just going to start there. Because sometimes, you know, that can get to be a negative, you know, people
right.
just griping. But if you start with giving them something to focus on mm-hmm. as far as a topic, and it might even be, you know, what do you love best about your
right.
job? Or
mm-hmm.
what are some of your favorite things to do with kids?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're getting their mindset back into that, oh yeah, I do this because I enjoy children.
Mm-hmm.
They make me smile. Where else do you get to go to work every day and get tons of hugs? Where mm-hmm. else do you get to go and laugh at least 100 times a day, which research has shown is great for your health?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things. We get it all. We get it all every day. Little mini comedians.
Exactly.
Right in front of our faces.
Exactly.
I mean, if we don't step back and take that and enjoy it,
right?
Of course we're going to feel frustrated. We're going to walk around hunched over like Eeyore,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's going to go through our classroom mm-hmm. into the children.
I can't think of a better way really to close this podcast out than that, Priscilla, talking about finding ways once again to remember the joy of mm-hmm. the profession, the joy of children, why we all got into this in the first mm-hmm. place. Thank you so much once again for sharing your insights
oh, yeah.
and your experiences in consultation. This will conclude our podcast today, but we'll have you back again very soon. Thank you.
Great.
That's all for now. See you next time.